Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now. But something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
In the last few years, a lot has been written about the so-called imposter complex, especially among high-achieving women. I first became aware of the term through the brilliant work of Tanya Geisler when I heard her interviewed on a podcast and then immediately hopped over to YouTube to watch her TED Talk. Maybe you haven't heard of it, but I'm betting you have. And if you haven't heard the term, I'm pretty sure you have experienced imposter complex and labeled it something else. Something like insecurity, low self-esteem, lack of confidence, self-sabotage, or an upper limit problem in the incredible work of Gay Hendricks in a book called The Big Leap. But more on that later. Anyway, regardless of what you may have called it, the majority of highly intelligent and outwardly successful and most certainly driven women have felt it at least at some point in their career life. Imposter complex refers to the belief that no matter how many achievements or accolades we receive, no matter how many accomplishments we have checked off, or how many people applaud us for them, we tend to chalk it up to luck or timing or being at the right place at the right time, rather than our own grit, determination, hard work, and let's face it, lady balls. Now, if this sounds even the least bit familiar and you see yourself in this description, at least some of the time in some area of your life, you are most definitely not alone. But you must admit it seems a bit, shall we say, cray-cray that no amount of achievements can convince us that we are not only enough, but worthy of our success and whatever admiration, respect, and praise that come with it. The world is a competitive place. And there just aren't enough benevolent mentors just hanging around waiting to give a gal a push, you know? If you just think about how many badass ladies you know or know of, how could all of them just be lucky or just have happened to land in the right place at the right time? And in spite of their absolutely averageness in any way, got propelled up the ladder of success by being lucky? It makes no damn sense when you think about it that way. And I want you to think about it that way. Why? So that you can own up to your own damn brilliance and contribution. That's why. It drives me completely nuts to see the world's most amazing women downplay and downgrade their abilities and achievements. If you have hit any level of success, you fucking earned it. Luck just isn't enough. And if you happen to be a woman of color, a trans woman, a woman with a disability, or anyone who might happen to qualify as any kind of a minority, don't you dare make the assumption that your success is because of diversity policies that propelled you farther and faster than you could have gone on your own. You know you worked twice as hard and got half the help from others, and you need to own that shit. I don't personally use the term imposter complex, mainly because it sounds so, I don't know, official, like a psychiatric diagnosis. I was a licensed psychotherapist for over 20 years, and I became all too familiar with how attached people could become to their diagnoses, and sadly, how often those diagnoses dictated what they saw as their limited potential in life. The term I use instead is a bit more playful, a bit cheeky. I call it that fraudy feeling. And yes, whether you call it imposter complex or borrow my fraudy feeling, you're welcome to use it. I probably ripped it off from someone myself or something else. It may not be a diagnosis that you can get from a shrink, but it is real enough to hold you back. Maybe not from actually being successful, but definitely from being as successful as your true potential would dictate. And it will definitely hold you back from enjoying it, no matter what level of success you do allow yourself. Notice what I did there? I said, allow yourself. That was no accident, my friends. I believe that we can achieve the level of success that we allow ourselves based on what we can handle psychologically. What you say? Yes. During my many years as a therapist, and now later as a coach, one of the recurring patterns I have noticed most often in the high-achieving women I work with is the tendency to throw a monkey wrench into the gears just when things are starting to get really good. Sometimes it was in the area of their career, sometimes in their health, weight, fitness, and sometimes in their love life. I've seen women throw themselves into complete reverse in all three areas of their life just as they were starting to break through and everything started getting what they wanted all along. Now, just like the whole imposter complex, or that fraudy feeling, if you like my term, this tendency makes zero sense on the surface. But just check under the hood, and in the inner workings of the human mind and brain, it actually does add up. Remember that I mentioned Gay Hendricks in his book, The Big Leap? Well, he goes into depth about what he calls upper limit problems. If you haven't read or listened to this one yet, it is a run, don't walk to your favorite bookstore or your one-click button on the Amazon account. I have recommended The Big Leap to literally every single client I have worked with in the last several years for a very good reason. Every one of us has upper limit problems, including me, and they are fucking us up. Well, at least they are preventing us from experiencing the level of happiness, love, health, and success that we desire, but we can fix them. So if you want a complete in-depth explanation and blueprint to understanding and transforming your upper limit problems, you really need to turn to Gay Hendricks' work. But I'm going to give you a quick and dirty on why you should. Every human being is born with unlimited potential. Our brains are an empty field of fertile soil, just waiting for stuff to be planted and grow. During childhood, what gets planted are all kinds of beliefs about who we are, what we were capable of, and what we deserve. Only even though it's our field, we didn't plant them. Our brains just grabbed a hold of everything that was said to us, said about us, things we overheard from our parents, our siblings, our teachers, babysitters, Sunday school volunteers, soccer coaches, and a variety of other influencers, such as our peers, extended family, and neighbors. We also picked up our expectations about what would be possible for, quote, people like us, unquote. And by this I mean people in this family, children of immigrants, people with this skin color, people from this community, people with this level of education. You get the point. And those beliefs, specifically other people's beliefs, to be crystal clear, got pressed into the fertile soil of your open brain and grew until they felt like they were your very own, like they had always been there, like they were undeniably true, accurate, and irrefutable. You never questioned them. You just knew they were true. I mean, everyone around you believed them too, and everybody can't be wrong, right? Well, hey, spoiler alert, those people that you learned that shit from, they learned it from the people around them when they were kids. So it's basically a bunch of recycled shit from every other human who's gotten regurgitated onto you. Sorry to be graphic, but like, sorry, not sorry. You need to get this. So now that you know a little bit more truth about how you came to believe what you believe, let me tell you a little story so that we can both be sure it makes sense before we move on. Cool? Okay, so let's just say that you're a young woman who has a lot of drive and ambition, and you just want to make your mark in the world by owning your own company. You want to be self-employed, an entrepreneur. You've been watching Shark Tank obsessively. You listen to podcasts about launching and growing your side hustle until you can replace your corporate income and set yourself free to be your own boss. So far, so good. So you create your website, develop your products or services, and start marketing your stuff through social media and blogging, and you even get a few sales, followers, and repeat customers. After a couple of years, you've impressed the hell out of yourself and your inner circle because you are not only making bank, you've turned in your resignation and will soon be waving bye-bye to the cubicle life forever. Well, that is exactly when your upper limit problem will kick in. You start to panic and begin having nightmares about your boyfriend leaving you because you make more money than he does now that you're an entrepreneur. You also feel disloyal to your hardworking middle-class parents, who have been warning you that 80% of small businesses fail within the first 5 years, so it's not too late to tell your boss, I didn't really mean it. Can I have my secure job with benefits back? You have recurring thoughts that once you become successful, you will also become a workaholic, chained to your laptop, and your lifestyle habits will deteriorate until you gain back all the weight you've worked so hard to lose. Do you see what's happening here? Based on your past programming, thanks, Mom and Dad, you are about to exceed your upper limits of earning, happiness, and health. And suddenly and powerfully, you begin to believe that you are about to lose everything. Well, where the hell do these thoughts come from? Is it just fear of the unknown? I mean, maybe you're just not brave enough to be an entrepreneur, you think. I assure you, that's not it. I mean, yes, of course it's normal to be afraid of change and to doubt yourself when you're about to do something new. Everybody's scared when they do something for the first time. That's normal. But the feeling that you need to pull back and get in line, that's a special kind of fear that gets triggered when your brain recognizes you are going against past programming. It literally does not know what thoughts to feed you unless you keep on thinking what you've thought in the past and keep on doing what you've always done. The brain, it's like a reference librarian. It stores information that you might need later. But unlike an information hoarder, the brain's capacity is not unlimited. It has to constantly prune and purge the unused thoughts, beliefs, and memories to make room. Which ones does it choose to lose? The ones you don't use very often. That's why it favors the ones you've had the longest, the programming that you have been running ever since childhood. Those thoughts and beliefs, they're on speed dial. Not because they're true, not because they're important, but simply because you've been thinking them the longest. That makes easy work for the brain. Well, hopefully by now you are convinced that you have imposter complex and upper limit problems, and you probably don't like me very much. It's okay, I feel you. But here's the thing, you already knew something was up, didn't you? I mean, it's not like you were totally happy with how you feel about your level of success, and I didn't ruin that for you. Don't put that on me, girl. You should actually be thanking me right now, like a virtual high five would do, for giving you a backstage pass to the inner workings of your very own brain. Because now that you know, you can do something about it. And I have a lot more to share with you about exactly how we can do that. You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman Podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.